Hey friends, welcome to Pray Today. It's October 26th when you listen to this, and I want to talk to you about the different parts of prayer, the different things based on when Jesus's disciples came to him and asked him, Lord, how should we pray? And Jesus prayed what we call the Lord's Prayer, and he said, pray like this. And if we look at the Lord's Prayer, our Father who's in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us for our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We all know that, or most of us know that, by heart. Or at least we recognize it. But do we ever really stop and think about what it means? I've preached about it many times over the years. But there's a simple acrostic I learned probably 15 to 18 years ago. That if we think about prayer and we think about well-rounded prayer, and we look at the prayer of Jesus when he taught his disciples to pray, it really has four different parts. P-A-R-T. The P is praise. Our Father who's in heaven, hallowed be your name. That's praising God. Then there's the A of parts is admit. So we praise, we admit. Forgive us our trespasses. That's admitting our sin, right? Request is the R in parts. A request. Give us today our daily bread. Notice Jesus says our daily bread, not our daily buffet, and not our daily dessert, but what we need. And then there's the T. Thank. To thank God in our prayers is good. We all like to be thanked, don't we? When we do something kind for someone, doesn't it mean something when we're thanked? In fact, I'll go to the point of saying it's easy to feel dishonored when we're not thanked when we do something special for someone. So there's the parts of prayer, P-A-R-T, praise. When you're praying, make sure you praise God. A, admit. Make sure you say, God, seek my heart. Psalm 139, search me, O God, it says. Search me and point out anything in me that doesn't glorify you. So praise God, admit, request, ask God for what you need. Thank God for what he has done for you. And then if we're going to go with the full acrostic of parts, P-A-R-T-S, the S stands for shut up. Now, Jesus never said shut up in the Lord's Prayer, but this reminds us that there is a need for us to be quiet before God. Yesterday, I had an overwhelming day, and I took about 5 minutes to stop, to slow my breathing, and to allow God to speak to me. You know, I speak to God a lot. But a lot of times I don't leave room for God to speak to me. Parts, praise, admit, request, thank, and shut up. Here's what I want to do as we pray today. I want to give you just a moment with each of these letters, each of these directions in prayer. Let's start right now and let's praise God. I'm going to be quiet and I'm going to do it silently. You praise God. Tell him how wonderful he is. Now let's admit to God, what are those areas that you know you need forgiveness for, those areas, those things that you do that you know don't honor God. Just take a moment to admit those to God and ask for his forgiveness. Now request, tell God what you need. Ask God for what you need from Him today. Now let's spend a moment thanking God. Just make a list of things that you have to thank God for. Father, as we close this prayer, we will take a moment to be quiet before You. Thank You, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to communicate with You. Lord, we don't want to be legalistic about making sure every prayer has each one of these things. Lord, we know You hear our every prayer. We know that we're called to pray continually, and sometimes it's just a sentence, and Jesus did that too. But Lord, may we honor You through praying as Jesus taught us to pray. In Jesus' name, amen.